Joining us this morning is our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good, happy Monday morning, Alan.
Well, that's right. Monday is always such a rejuvenation as we start to the process of getting through the next week, heading towards a weekend of relaxation.
And now the Olympics really got going this weekend. What can games like the Olympics really do for nationalism?
Well, you're quite right. This can have profound effect on the way in which we see ourselves. You know, there are a lot of people who say, the Olympics, I don't want to watch them, I don't care. But we do know that a lot of people watch them and are aware of how we're doing. If we're doing well, then, for example, the incumbent president, or in my mind, the Democratic candidate, will do well as a potential successor to the president. So if the United States does well when Michael Phelps wins yet another medal, it shows a certain kind of continuity, which does translate into domestic politics, especially since the Olympics are seen as an international way of getting along. And if there's one thing that Donald Trump has been responding to is the idea of immigrants being trouble for the United States. So when you have an Olympics in another country and it shows the ability for nations to compete and yet to feel good about each other, it's got to help the Democrats.
Now, from nationalism to national politics, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine says his Democratic running mate Hillary Clinton has learned from her, quote, email mistake. Your thoughts on that?
Well, let me put it this way. Back when I was a kid, way before you, Jim, we used to have a lot of ventriloquists around. In this case, look, he doesn't go out there and say this without having been prompted to do it by the Hillary campaign. This still is a monkey on her back, no question. She did it. She's been trying to figure out a way to ameliorate the harm. Now the vice president checks in and gives everybody the word that she felt bad about it and she wouldn't do it again. Hey, that's smart.
Now, there are a number of local races this year in our region. I was at a candidate forum yesterday in Lenox.
By the way, thanks for working so hard on a Sunday, Jim.
My pleasure. For the area state Senate seat, people have to keep an eye on these races in the midst of this presidential race, right?
Well, that's right. First of all, this is a primary, as you have indicated so many times, and primaries are different from general elections. The Democratic candidate is heads-on favorite to win in Democratic Massachusetts, Lou Berkshire's. But this is going to be one of those times you have somebody leaving a seat, very popular Ben Downing is leaving his seat, and there are four candidates who are running, three of whom are Democrats. And they all appeared, as you say, before you, and the indications are that they agreed pretty much on things. I was interested in that our friend from the Berkshire Eagle, Derek Gentile, in his story, called one of them, Adam Hines, the more moderate candidate, while the others were seen as being more, quote, progressive. It could be a very interesting race. Hines is liked by many, many people who he's met and impressed. He has a vita that would knock your eyes out in terms of his work in the past. Andrea Harrington is a brilliant young lawyer, a female in this race, which is something that the people in this district have not had for a long time, and therefore becomes of interest from that point of view. So that's a real race between the two. The third is somebody who's been perpetually around here, Del Gallo, who is somebody who self-styles himself as a Bernie Sanders progressive, hoping to capitalize on the popularity of Sanders in the Berkshires. I'm sure that that's part of it. So it's an exciting race, and it has been, we saw Smitty Pignatelli, a very popular figure, hosting the debate in Lenox, and now we'll see some other people.
And that Democratic debate we'll mention is Thursday at Berkshire Community College, and also important to note that the Republican candidate in that race is Christine Canning. Alan Chartok, I appreciate you joining us this morning.
And I appreciate your trooping all the way over here in David's absence from the Berkshires. Always an interesting ride in the middle of the morning, especially when you come to that loop-de-loop, which is always so fascinating.